This is the StarQuest headline update for the week ending April 26, 2019. Brought to you by SQPN.com, where faith meets pop culture. Happy Easter. I'm Dom Bettinelli. The joy of Easter has been tempered this week with the horrific bombings in Sri Lanka. Nearly 300 people were killed in a series of bombings at several churches and hotels in the Indian Ocean nation. Investigators say extremist Islamic terrorists were behind the attacks. Pope Francis responded with an expression of his closeness to the Christians of Sri Lanka and entrusting to the Lord all those who died. The fire at Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris was another recent tragedy, but it turns out that it could have been a lot worse, as much of the great church survived intact. One inspiring story to come from the event was that of Father Jean-Marc Fournier, a fire department chaplain who braved the flames to recover the priceless relics, including the crown of thorns from the crucifixion, as well as the Blessed Sacrament, even stopping to perform a benediction in the church. Well done, Father. In his Easter message and blessing, Pope Francis said that the resurrection ushers in a new world of peace, love, and fraternity. As he recounted the many places in the world where people are suffering, the Holy Father said the risen Christ does not abandon those experiencing hardship, pain, and sorrow. In his Wednesday general audience message, Pope Francis continued his teaching on the Our Father, reflecting on the line, "Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us." He said that to stop the spread of evil in the world, we must love and forgive others, even when it is undeserved. He said sometimes love must go beyond strict justice and start a story of grace again. Star Trek fans are preparing to celebrate the 20th anniversary of Star Trek Deep Space Nine with the release of a new documentary created by the original cast and crew called What We Left Behind. The film will be made available in 800 theaters on May 13th, but crowdfunding backers, like me, were given early, time-limited access to a streaming version. Beyond interviews and reminiscences on the past, the unusual documentary also brings together the original writers to create what would be the 8th season premiere if the show were to return today. How would you like to live at the library? New York City's public library branches in Manhattan used to have apartments where custodians would live. In decades past, live-in custodians were once required to shovel coal to keep the furnaces running. Now an online video gives a tour of these spaces, providing some history and showing how some have been converted to new uses. A group of archaeologists have started to organize themselves in a public campaign to combat some of the outlandish false claims that circulate online about historical artifacts and civilizations. Whether it's ancient Mayan carvings supposedly showing a rocket ship or claims that underwater wreckage is evidence of Atlantis, the scientists say that their profession has done too little to correct such common beliefs in the past and that the problem's getting worse based on new surveys of public opinion. The recent pro-life film Unplanned has been an unexpected hit at the box office. The story of Abby Johnson, a former Planned Parenthood clinic director who had a massive pro-life conversion, had been regularly appearing in top 10 box office lists since its debut at the end of March, bringing in $17.5 million as of this recording. The movie has also been the source of numerous anecdotes from people who were formerly pro-choice and began to have a change of heart once confronted by the reality depicted in the story. The U.S. Navy is working on new guidelines for personnel to report sightings of unidentified aerial phenomena, a term that's been introduced in place of the now loaded term unidentified flying object. UAP reports aren't just sightings of so-called alien spaceships, but also include any report of an unauthorized and/or unidentified aircraft entering protected airspace or approaching military formations. The new guidelines set up a formal process specific to this kind of report and is related to increased attention to the phenomena from members of Congress. Find out more about these UAP sightings in an upcoming episode of Jimmy Akin's Mysterious World, coming in May. The White House had announced recently an official goal of new manned missions to the moon within a half decade. Now, top White House officials have said that long-term sustainability of a presence on the moon will require both the Gateway Lunar Orbit Space Station and a lunar base. Scott Pace, the executive director of the National Space Council, said in a speech that the short time frames of the goal is a strategy of speed leading to sustainability with a sense of urgency. NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine gave more details in another speech on the two-phase approach of putting up a basic functional lunar gateway followed by a build-out of more capacity and sustainability. And that's the StarQuest headline update. Find links to the stories and be sure to subscribe for our updates every week at sqpn.com/headlines. And thank you to the generous patrons who make this and all the shows at StarQuest possible. You can join them by visiting sqpn.com/give. I'm Dom Bettinelli.